Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Centre in Dola. Today we are learning about self-denial. There is a dramatic scene in today's Gospel when Peter encourages Jesus not to go ahead with this idea of going to Jerusalem and being handed over to the enemy and to be crucified. Peter was confronting Jesus with that way of escape from the cross, which was definitely Jesus' destiny. Peter spoke as he did only because he loved Jesus, that he could not bear to think of him treading that dreadful path and dying that awful death. What really wounded Jesus' heart and what really made him speak as he did when he said, "Get behind me, Satan," was that the tempter spoke to him that day through the fond but mistaken love of Peter's hot heart. We know that anything that is valuable and worthwhile has a personal cost to our welfare. The easy way is the way that leads to self-destruction in laziness and selfishness. We are like an unlit candle when we choose those ways in life. We are like an unlit candle because a candle is made for to give light. And if you never light it, it's not really doing the function of a candle. The same with a song is written so that it can be sung. Following Christ is not an easy road, and yet we know we must take it. Sometimes our inner selves makes us do it anyway, and I believe so many people do the right thing anyway, even without knowing it. They are somehow led along and without making a huge decision, yet they do the right thing. Provided, of course, they are in the right disposition in the first place, meaning in communion with the Lord Jesus. But if we are not in the way of Jesus, we may find it very hard to just leap out of that way of life so as to do the right thing. Be always in that sacred space, saying your prayers, doing the right thing, trying to obey the demands of the Gospel and the example of Jesus' life. Therefore, we find it that we do things, the right things for God, automatically. Because you see people who get great crosses in life. All of us are capable of having great suffering. And we have it from time to time. And somehow we accept it. We carry our cross in the Lord. And you find people who are going through difficult times, the wonderful peace that they exude, that you find coming off them. And you find that you wonder and say, how do they do it? How can they be so relaxed and so resigned and so much in acceptance of their heavy, heavy crosses? As regards our spiritual training, meaning that if we pray a lot, we practice wholesome living, training our minds to be holy, and in the end, we automatically do the right thing. Then Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, and let him follow me. For whoever wishes to keep his life safe will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We don't have anything here on this earth as the only reason why we live. Yes, we provide and protect those for whom we are responsible, but not at a cost to our faith in God. In many cases, they are one and the same thing. If you're not providing for your family, how can you say you believe in God? We seek the things that are everlasting, though, by our denouncing all things here in this life as ends in themselves. We're just not living for to make money only, and that is the end and be end of everything. No, pleasure is the other one. We don't just seek pleasure as an end in itself. Leisure is another one, and fame, which is a very much spoken of thing these days, what with all our superstars. Yet in so doing, we cultivate a reverence for God, for life and for His creation. And in so doing, we are reverencing God, and this is everlasting. The life of constant self-denial is the life of constant ascent to God. Taking up the cross is to take up the burden of sacrifice. The Christian life is the life of sacrificial service. The Christian will certainly have to sacrifice time and leisure and pleasure in order to serve God through the service of his or her fellow human beings. We see the denial of self and self-sacrifice in the person who volunteers to do charitable work such as hospital visitation, youth clubs, confraternities, organizations, sports clubs, and clubs of every kind. They certainly have to sacrifice time and leisure and pleasure in order to serve God through the service of their fellow human beings. The temptations in our lives may well be to search for safety, security, ease, and comfort. If every decision is taken from worldly wise and prudential motives, we are losing all that makes life worthwhile. Life becomes a soft and flabby thing when it might have been an adventure. Life becomes a selfish thing when it might have been radiant with service. Life becomes an earthbound thing when it might have been reaching for the stars. The person who plays for safety ceases to be a person, for we are made in the image of God. Unless there were mothers prepared to take risks, no child would ever be born. Unless there had been someone prepared to take risks, many medical cures would not exist today. Unless there had been those prepared to take risks, many of the machines which make life easier would never have been invented. The person who risks all and maybe looks as if they have lost everything for Christ actually finds life. The tragedy in life of a person is that they gain all the things they set their hearts upon, and then to awaken one morning to find that they have missed the most important thing of all. To come to a conclusion, I will finish with the words of this wonderful song, and it says, "Love isn't love till you give it away." This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful day.